We are reading from Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 14, Text Number 7. Please repeat now. Gunatmanastepi gunanvimat. Did I say Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya? No. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Gunatmanaste gunanvimatmam. Gunatmanaste pi gunan vimatum. Hita vatirna shaka isiresya. Hita vatirna shaka isiresya. Kale nayairva vimita sukalpair. Kale nayerva vimita sukalpair. Bhupam shavakhe mihika dyubhasa. Bhupam shavakhe mihika dyubhasa. Translation. In time, learned philosophers or scientists might be able to count all the atoms of the earth, the particles of snow, perhaps even the shining molecules radiating from the sun, the stars, and other luminaries. But among these learned men, who could possibly count the unlimited transcendental qualities possessed by you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who have descended onto the surface of the earth for the benefit of all living entities? Please repeat. In time,
learned philosophers or scientists
might be able to count all the atoms of the earth, the particles of snow, or perhaps even the shining molecules radiating from the sun, the stars and other luminaries. But among these learned men, who could possibly count the unlimited transcendental qualities possessed by you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who have descended onto the surface of the earth for the benefit of all living entities? Purport. Sri Sanatana Goswami explains that Lord Krishna is Gunatma, the soul of all superior qualities, because he gives them life. For example, one may discuss in an abstract way such qualities as generosity, intelligence, and mercy, but they come to life only when a living person exhibits them. Thus, Lord Krishna is Gunatma, because he descends to the world, material world, to re-establish religious principles by exhibiting all godly qualities himself and inspiring them in others. A living entity who develops the transcendental qualities found in the Lord receives immeasurable benefit and eventually goes with the Lord back to his own abode, where all living beings are liberated and fully endowed with transcendental nature. Sri Sanatana Goswami further explains that the Lord manifests a specific spiritual quality for the benefit of each living entity, since there are innumerable living entities within the confines of the material creation. The Lord manifests infinite qualities. Thus, every conditioned soul can appreciate the Supreme Lord in a particular way. The example is given here that even the most learned scholars could someday count the particles of earth, snow, and light. They would still fail to understand the qualities of the Lord. In this example, earth, snow, and light are progressively more subtle. Thus, it is to be understood that there is an increasing difficulty in counting their virtually infinite particles. According to Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, great personalities like Lord Shankarshna actually have counted the number of atoms on the earth and even the molecules in the entire universe. Yet even such a personality as Shankarshan, who has been continuously chanting the glories of the Lord since time immemorial, has not even approached a final count of those glories. Lord Krishna exhibits his most astonishing qualities during childhood pastimes in Vrindavan, where he steals butter from the cowherd ladies, dances with his girlfriends, and plays with cowherd boyfriends as their most dear companion. Although appearing like an ordinary human activity, such sublime pastimes embody Lord Krishna's immeasurable and innumerable beautiful transcendental qualities, which are the life and soul of the pure devotees. So we are reading from prayers by Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma, he himself is a person with greatest longevity. He lives the longest in the material universe, and he has four heads. This particular material universe in which we are living, and he is specially empowered from within his heart to run the affairs of this material universe. And he is even known as the secondary creator. And the Supreme Lord provides everything, and the remaining part of the creative activity, it is executed by Lord Brahma. And there are 14 planetary systems with countless planets, and in each planetary system, and there are 84 lakhs of species, and in each species there are again countless number of living entities. So Brahma is such a great person, no? Who has orchestrated this particular universe, and he is making this statement, and in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that Ananta Sesha, who has unlimited heads and who is non-different from the personality of Godhead, is the very expansion of the Lord, Ananta Sesha. And so he is there always with the Lord. That means he has been eternally seeing and appreciating the attributes and transcendental qualities of the Lord. And both these great personalities, Lord Brahma and Ananta Sesh, they are making the humble statement of not being able to know the vast and unlimited qualities of the Lord. No? It can be said in another way, the more they are seeing the qualities of the Lord, and the more they are puzzled and appreciative of the greatness of the characteristics of the Lord, we can extend the same statement like when we are devotees, trying to be devotees and beginning to make some advancement in devotional service. And as we make advancement, we begin to realize that how we are utterly short of being called a devotee of the Lord. So when we don't have the depth of person, we think we are something and somebody. As we really make advancement, and how at every step we are dependent on the Lord, and in spite of our dependence on the Lord, sometimes why the Lord make us do and behave things in such a way and we don't understand. So although we are all individuals, we see that we are not actually doing anything. You know? Like whenever we think one thing, like 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Panchayatani Mahabaho Karanani Nibodhame Sankhya Krutanti Proktani for any success in any activity, there are 5 factors, and we may be one, and there are four other factors, and one being the personality of Godhead himself. So that way we can think actually like out of five, if you are one and all other four, the personality of Godhead plus his like the senses, the effort and the individual and things like that, which are all arranged by the Lord again. So what we are really doing, or what we really be able to do, no? Similarly, if we see our life in this world is said to be constantly changing, is it? Everything in this world is constantly changing. And that means it's an endless novelty here. And we live in this world, and this is only a material novelty. You know, this world is considered the material creation of the Lord. And if there are such continuous change, this world, and situations are always different, what can we expect of the spiritual world and the creator of both? Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. So it is not surprising when we hear personalities like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or Ananta Sesh, when they want to glorify the Lord or count the glories of the Lord, and they feel so utterly short. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we read from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's purports, like there he makes a statement. Maybe someone may think, I know something about the Lord, and personalities like Lord Brahma and Lord Sankarshan, Lord Shiva, they say from their exalted position and from their great experience that practically we have not made a beginning of appreciating the real greatness of the Lord. So it is also said like you make all the trees on the surface of the universe, and you use the water of all the oceans, and we begin to write the glories of the Lord, and we will not be able to do that. So why is it an exaggeration, or is it that Lord is glorified in a language like this? If we analyze the incarnations that have come, and if we analyze the each incarnation of the Lord, kind of activities, the kind of attributes they have displayed, mind-boggling, is it? And sometimes we say, I have read Bhagavad Gita, I have read Srimad Bhagavatam. But anyone actually who is trying to understand Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, and we see that there is no end. To the extent God allows us, permits us, we begin to see many, many meanings. And the same sloka, when we read it after more purification, we begin to see that it is giving out more and more meanings. Because this is the eternal knowledge about God, and these are eternal glories of the Lord. We are all many, many individuals, you know, this kind of, you know, in Bhagavatam class, you have every day a new speaker, and then you ask them to give class, and then the Lord speaks through them. Every speaker comes, and they're all glories of the Lord. There is no speculation or imagination, but you know, because the Lord is seated in the heart of everyone, he will lead the thought process of one speaker in a particular direction, and the other person goes on. Like we remember reading from biography of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he spoke on the first sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam for almost many hours a day, and for many, many weeks, just on one sloka, you know. But because we have so many slokas to read, you know, 18,000 slokas, and every word. So, what do you actually mean by this unlimited glories of the Lord? What is the supermost quality which is very relevant to us, which gives us a hope? You know, the Lord may have manifested in unlimited forms. The Lord may have done superhuman feats, and the knowledge he presents as Vyasadev or Kapil Bhagavan, so this can go on. But what is relevant to us, what gives us great hope, is his compassion, the quality of compassion. he doesn't give up hope on us. The Lord doesn't give up hope on us. Although we are completely hopeless, like anadi, our existence in this world, it is from endless time. So that shows the patience of the Lord, no? How patient the Lord is. He is asking us to come back and for endless births. We are trying to be complacent, comfortable, and we want to ignore our submission to the Lord. But the Lord patiently waits, and he gives us opportunity after opportunity. They said, every day the sun shines, the Lord is giving us a new opportunity. Here we go, you have another new day, at least today, you start your devotional service. You know? And then the incarnations of the Lord are unlimited, and the scriptures are unlimited. People ask about our Vedic scriptures. You know, Vedic scriptures, they teach so many kinds of worship, so many rituals, so many practices. Why did your Lord do like this? Because it's subject to controversy, confusion. No. But because we read scriptures without the guidance of the Mahatmas, the devotees, who are fixed in the absolute truth, so it appears that it has many commentaries and many ways of application and living, but it is not. Mahajanayana gatastu pandha. It is the greatness of Vedas that there is so much body of knowledge about the Lord. There is one Quran, there is one Bible, and the gamut of Vedic literature. Like if you take sannyas, from the time we become aware of ourselves, maybe like 10 years old, and then you sit down to read all the books, we will not be able to read them, what to speak of understanding them. You know? So, not possible. And the same Lord, if you want to, you know, like Prabhupada said, if you are a simple, faithful person, you just chant Hare Krishna, and you derive all benefit you want. You know? And if you think you are a very intelligent man, we have these volumes of literature here, and you can spend all your life. The point is, even if you read all your life, all these books, and you are very learned and intelligent, and your memory is very bright, but you will not be able to come to the conclusion. You know? That's not given. By our own efforts, we will not be able to come to the conclusion. That is not possible. The conclusion is carefully preciously, it is hidden in the heart of these enlightened souls. And these people are not become enlightened and have become authorities. They have followed the process. No. It's not that this enlightenment is the birthright of some selected few, but anyone has the right to become enlightened. That is also the greatness of the God. No matter what we did, what we are, if you want to mend our ways, you know, anytime we can change our lives. That is, if you take up the process properly. What is that process? Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshiva vidu sakale nehamata yoga nashta parantapa sayevayam mayatedya yoga prakta puratana bhaktosme sakacheti rahasyam hetadutamam. Bhaktosme sakacheti. You become a devotee, you become a natural devotee, sakha, that is you accept that I should become a devotee of the Lord. So, we have to approach those devotees who have accepted the parampara and who are loyal to the parampara and who have given their life to the parampara, and by the mercy of the superior devotees and the Lord, those who are fixed in the parampara, if you have the great fortune to meet them, to listen to them, and immediately it opens us to this greatest opportunity of accepting proper spiritual path. You know, that Chaitanya Charitamrita, we read where Krishnadas Kauras Goswami, he says that lava matra, lava matra, lava matra, sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. A momentary association with the devotees of Krishna, the Vaishnavas, in the present contest in which times we are living, it's a Gaudiya Vaishnavas, you know. Gaudiya Vaishnavas. People who are Vaishnavas in this Gaudiya Sampradaya. The Vaishnava Sampradayas are there, but Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. It is because the Lord has recently come. He has just come only 500 and plus years ago. And within this 5,000 years into the Kali Yuga, and there is so much chaos, almost everything is lost. And you can just imagine what it is going to be as time passes on. So for the entire duration of Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to establish the Yuga Dharma, that is chanting of the holy names, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are talking about the patience and the compassion of the Lord. And much more than that, the greatness of the Lord is that he sends his representatives to this world. No? He sends his devotees to this world. Because the Lord, he doesn't, he can demand to his instructions, but he will not literally coax us or force us to accept this all auspicious path of devotional service. But he sends his devotees, like Srila Prabhupada, and like we are all inspired from Radhanath Maharaj and many of our Vaishnavas in our Gaudiya mission, in our ISKCON society. Like we are reading in the commentary of Srila Prabhupada here, that as many people are there, as many living entities are there, as individuals, we have a profile. And when we talk of beauty, the beauty is in the eye of the beholder, you know. For someone looks beautiful, although it is all illusion, but in illusion, someone finds someone to be beautiful and so on. So similarly, as individuals, we all have a character or a mentality, and all of us, we all have, the Lord can attract. One time, I have a sister, she was asking, if everyone becomes a devotee of Krishna, is it not boring, is it not monotony? You see, anyone, everyone just chanting only Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Well, that is Vaikuntha, really. that means she has monotony. She has boredom in life, going through her ways of variegatedness. And she's thinking that maybe this way of life may also be like that. No? This is what we are talking about, something transcendental, no? Which cannot be comprehended by our mind and our intelligence. We cannot comprehend. We have to transcend. And on a spiritual platform, if these personalities like Ananta Sesha, Brahma, they're using, the Lord is called Uttama Sloka. Use the choicest words possible to glorify the Lord. And still, our language will fall short. Like if somebody is in spiritual ecstasy is trying to say how wonderful it is to be a devotee, but what exactly the devotee is relishing, who can say? It cannot be expressed in words. So Prabhupada's books are his ecstasies, Prabhupada. What is going on inside Prabhupada? So he has presented, and he did not stay on to write this commentaries for 10th canto. He was writing all day, and he was writing so many letters, he was giving so many lectures, writing so many books, and He was inspiring so many devotees, and here we are. No? Not much to say about the Lord, you know. It's always. So, one more thing. Devotees of the Lord. It is the kindness of the Lord that He has revealed the holy name in this world. You know, the holy name. That it is said about the holy name. Whatever a person in unlimited lifetimes is able to do sinful activities, it cannot be equal to chanting the name of Krishna. That means it can annihilate, it can completely eradicate all the effects of the sins. So, you can say like we have fingerprints, nowadays they take. A few days back, some family from Haryana came to our center and they wanted to visit Tirupati Balaji temple. No? And it is mandatory that they have to take your photograph, maybe digital, and your thumb impression. They will take your. That means all our faces, no? It's so interesting that we are hundreds of crores of people, and we all have a different face, you know, and we all have two hands, and so many people, and all thumb impressions, they differ. You know? And this is only the material variegatedness the Lord is showing us. And the Lord is, we call Him supreme scientist, the supreme engineer, the supreme poet. No? So there are so many supreme engineers, there are so many great engineers, there are so many great poets, and the Lord is the greatest. No? And He has created all of them, you know, all these people, no? Who are producing so much. So it gives us a glimpse of what actually we are talking about. No? We are thankful to the Lord. We are grateful to the Lord. We are we give so much when we understand the Lord that He has given us the human birth. No? We don't know how we got our human birth, and it is such a rare thing, and we have got this human birth. So as you read Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, we become more submissive to the Lord, that is so kind, with all our adamancy, stubbornness. There is a statement like, you know, in the olden days, sometimes, you know, people are drawing water from the wells, and some article, some bucket, you know, the rope got severed, and to get it out of the water, they leave into the water something which has many hooks, you know, and then you do like this in the water, and then the bucket gets hooked to that bunch of hooks. So similarly, whatever is going on, that's what he's saying, like, whatever is going on, what is happening to you, it is happening for good, although it appears to be inauspicious, it appears to be violent, it is like poverty or great calamities on earth. If we see it in the light of Bhagavata knowledge, it is also the compassion of the Lord that is trying to corner us, is trying to push us. You submit, you know, you come back. So, I think. Transcendental qualities. Prabhupada touches a little bit here about childhood pastimes, which appear to be like childish, naughty. But it is such a great thing that such great Lord to give the joy to his devotees is willing to become an innocent child, is willing to become mischievous in order to captivate and in order to fill the hearts of the Brijabasis. You know, when children do pranks, naughty things, it is so charming. You know? Like recently we have concluded our Karthik, Damodar Leela, you know, daily. By reading those 8 stanzas. You know. So, just describing that one childhood pastime of the Lord, Damodar Leela. we have a small life, and we have a small head. For small head, we are fortunate because we can just fill it, because it's not too big. It's a small head. If we can just fill it with Krishna here, our life is successful. And we have a small life. That is one way. One way that is, that means it is difficult to be careful, you know, in the life of Brahma or in the life of demigods. But if you are careful just for a small life of 60 or 70 years, we can be successful. We can get out of this world. And in one way, this small life, you know, the small span of life we have, if you can agree to listen to a fraction, a decimal, an iota of the glories of the Lord. Once we are attracted, the job is done. No? Just we have to help ourselves. God helps those who help. We have to help ourselves. Keep yourself in the association of devotees. You know, our mind may reject, protest, but you know, keep yourself, you know, bask yourselves in the holy name of the Lord. And once, you know, lastly, like Narada Muni, he had in his life as the maid servant, he had association of the saintly people and the left after the Chaturmas, and he continued having become attracted, and he had darshan only for a fraction of time. Even Parikshit, when he was in a precarious position in the womb of his mother, being hurled a brahmastra by Satama, and the Lord comes to protect him. It's just a moment of time. And then their lives were completely changed. They say the name Parikshit came because I saw somebody in the such a attractive, fascinating personality, and he has lost any appeal to the attractions of the world. And they're just searching for that person, And similarly, Narada Muni had a brief encounter with the Lord, and the result is that he became what is called an eternal transcendental personality. Neha vikramana swasti pratyavayo na vidyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya svalpa, very a minute fraction. So if a minute fraction can drive our lives back home, so who can be there that they can measure the immeasurable Lord? That's why the Lord is called Ananta, Ananta, Achintya, Ananta. These words. I stop here. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki.